What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. And joining us here today in our studio from the Wings on Strings Kite Club in Jamestown, we have Chris Dodson and Mike Gian. Mike and Chris, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you both so much for taking some time. And of course, when you hear those two and you hear Wings on Strings, you know Kite Fest is very close. And it is coming up this weekend, June 10th through the 12th. And Mike or Chris, the idea behind Kite Fest, where did it come from? And how have you guys kept this thing going for 28 years now?
That's a good question. What do you think, Chris? How do we keep that going for 28 years?
Well, support from the community and some hard work by a lot of people, and just becomes sort of routine. But mostly, it's the feedback we get is how we keep it going. But Mike started that, so he can explain
you
how
know,
he started.
You know, it's all feedback we've gotten in response. You know, when we first started the festival, we were trying to gear it up toward the competitions. But then it turned out to where, you know, we would just want a spectator, participants, you know, hobby or activity. And then, you know, the park board got on board and the great sponsors to help the event along, and it's actually turned out to be one of their premier events for the whole year. Once we started the event, we started bringing in people from out of town, and the word spread, and we had a good program here, and we're very well respected for what we do here.
I've thought about this recently, and I've thought, you know, there's nice events around Jamestown for everybody. There's very few events where you can get a 2-year-old to a 92-year-old to smile.
And I would
everybody in between smiles.
Yeah. Thing about Kite Fly is, you know, you go out there, you have a person in a wheelchair, or you got an older people population. Everybody can relate to flying a kite. Everybody has a story about kites.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that has withstood the test of time. Nothing's changed. Yeah. The kites have gotten bigger, but Kite Fest is a wonderful leisurely event. It goes for 3 straight days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And like you both say, there's really something there for everybody to do. And things kind of kick off here on Friday with kind of just an open fly, right?
Open fly Friday. You know, on Friday, we kind of geared out for an informal type of thing. We invite anybody that has a sport kite, or if you want to learn how to fly a sport kite, we want you guys to come out Friday, and we will teach you how to fly a sport kite, or we will have one of our out-of-town guests teach you how to fly a sport kite.
Or even a single-line kite that you're having trouble with at home. That the best day to bring it out is Friday. We have the time on Friday. All the expert flyers can be there to help you. Just take a little change of the bridle string or something like that to get it up.
And you know what's nice about the out-of-town people that we have here? We're all kite advocates. Everybody promotes kiting. So anytime the people that we invite from out-of-town, if we see somebody having problems, they will go over there and just help them get their kite tuned up and get flying.
Mike G and Chris Dodson again, our guests here on Let's Talk About It, talking about Kite Fest returning this weekend in Jamestown. And we say premier kite festival. You see that tagged along with this. You're saying out-of-towners, just how far are some of these people coming from, and why do they choose Jamestown?
Well, they choose Jamestown if they're coming back because they have a great experience here.
Sure.
That's the real reason. They like the field, they like flying, they like the people of Jamestown.
Yeah.
They have a good time. Let's see, where are they coming from this year?
Well, we've got flyers from Minneapolis, several from Minneapolis. We have flyers from Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa. Our Canadian delegate's not going to be here this year, but those states, and we have, of course, people from our state as well. And you know, a lot of these people that come to this event are actually big event organizers themselves.
Wow.
Which makes it kind of nice, because we all know what it takes to run a kite show, and we all kind of share ideas with each other, and that's what kind of makes everybody's events kind of successful.
And you know, you point out the No Knots kite team as well. You say professional kite flyers. These guys just really know how to put on a show, and they put on a show all weekend long, right?
Right. And you know, it's like, yeah, they're putting on a show, but they're just being themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not, you know, dressed up professional. Yeah, no, they just come out to fly some kites.
Yeah. And for those who haven't been there before, No Knots, they fly 4 line kites. Right. There's 4 strings on those kites, and they can go up, down, upside down, up, down, and just stop, spin around. And so they put that to music, team of them. And they will be 4 flying at a time. It's kite flying choreographed to music. If you haven't seen anything like that, you got to come see it.
Absolutely. And again, like Mike and Chris say, just from age 2 to 92, Meininger Park is usually where this takes place. A beautiful green space for that. Kind of set the scene for us. What are we going to see there? I know we'll see kites, but there's a few other things to see out there as well, right?
Yeah. Well, we have concessions out there all day. We have a DJ out there. Park and Rec, you know, they sponsor all that. And they're also sponsoring the kite building. All day Saturday, we will have kite building out there as long as we have supplies. I've cut out about 350 kits. So, you know, once we get to 350, you know, we're going to say, hey, you know what, guys, we built enough today.
Yeah, right. That's a lot. That's quite a bit.
And so Friday, we have something new. We've got you guys coming out, Radio Rover. You guys are coming out Friday to do a little announcing out there. So then we can kind of kick off. We do interviewing with some of the out-of-town guests. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be the one out there with the Radio Rover.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to that.
There's an autograph book that the kids can get, and they get the signatures of the kite flyers that have come from outside of Jamestown and here in Jamestown, and then they'll return it for a prize. And the flyers, they love that. They like to talk to people. They like talking about their kites and meeting the people, enjoying the kites. There will also be kites for sale.
Yep. Okay.
And sometimes we make things up as we go along.
And you know, like Chris just said, you know, it's like if we encourage the public to come out. Absolutely. And ask kiters questions, because we like talking about our kites. We like talking, educating people on kites. And it's just a new thing that you don't see all the time. And it's very unique. And there's a lot of good different techniques that we use for anchoring, tying off, and bringing down kites.
Yeah. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention kites of all sizes. Chris, you mentioned the quad kites with the quad strings. I've seen kites out there that have had to be staked multiple times because they're just so big with the wind and everything. People will see a variety when they come out to Kite Fest, right?
Yep. And you know, and talk about staking kites. Chris just graduated to 42-inch stakes. So he's got bigger stakes for his kites.
Something around that, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, we use 3,000-pound or stronger line. Those things are staked because they're bigger than a house.
Sure.
Easily. So if you haven't seen large inflatable kites like that, that's something you got to see.
And if I could just add too, Chris, you see them on the skyline once they're set up. That helps pull people in, I hope, as well. It's going to be hard to avoid Kite Fest when it
rolls. We always get people coming off the interstate from other states, people traveling through the country stop by, and they say, wow, this is the best thing we've seen traveling on this trip.
Absolutely.
So, you know, once we get to Saturday, you know, we don't really have anything structured. Everything kind of is dependent upon the wind, and we're going to be dependent on the wind. You'll see different kites. There'll be different stuff going up all day. If the wind is good, then we're going to pretty much level out, and people will just keep throwing kites up until time to clean up, you know?
So if you go out, you know, part of Friday, make sure you go out Saturday and Sunday. You could see a variety of different kites.
Or different times. You could go back home, have some lunch, come back, and you're going to see something different when you come back.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Chris,
you'll need to go home because we have concessions.
There you go. Yeah, Chris said it right there. So, Chris or Mike, anything else about Kite Fest or the Wings on Strings Kite Club that you want to mention at this time? We just want to see a good crowd out there.
We want to see a good crowd. We want people to come out and just spend the day. And we're very appreciative of the Park and Rec Department for all the work and the staff that they do for setting up everything out there. Without those guys, it wouldn't be possible. And we just want people to come out and enjoy the kites. It's a unique activity.
Anything else, Chris?
Hope for good weather.
There you go. Fingers crossed. Of course, we always say it would be nice if it weren't for the wind, but we kind of need a little bit of that to make things work, right?
Yes, sir.
Mike and Chris, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you.